Well, you know, John, you and I have been covering politics for a long time, and you know that we're 2 weeks away from the midterm elections. That's usually when things start to get crazy, right? I mean, that's usually when people get, they're looking at polls, they're getting a little desperate, the attack ads come out.
Yeah, certainly a lot of people hold their negative stuff till the end, depending on how the numbers are flowing. But the numbers are kind of all over the map, and you know, races are very, very local this year. Some have been crazy since the beginning.
That's the thing. We started seeing attack ads. Some of them began all the way back in August. So where do you go if you started there all that time ago? Well, we have Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick with us, and also Michael Scheer, chief political reporter for the Caucus blog and our partner, The New York Times. Good morning to both of you.
Morning. Hi, good morning, Celeste.
And we're going to head out west today. And Mike, it looks like in places like Alaska and Nevada, they're kind of living up to that cliche name of wild, wild west. I want you to take a listen to a comment that Sharon Angle made. She's the Republican candidate for Senate in Nevada running against Harry Reid. And she was speaking to a group of Latino college students. It's a little hard to hear her, but try and take a listen.
You know, I don't know that all of you are Latino. Some of you look a little more Asian to me. I don't know that. What we know about ourselves is that we are a melting pot in this country. My grandchildren are evidence of that. I'm evidence of that. I've been called the first Asian legislator in our Nevada State Assembly.
Please help me understand what she's talking about here.
Well, as with the rest of the races this year, a lot of the races is just a head-scratching moment where you sort of say, huh? But, her spokespeople said, look, she was talking about you sort of can't judge a book by its cover, and the idea of being a melting pot is that you don't look at what you can't necessarily tell what people are. That was sort of the explanation. But it's emblematic of, as you said earlier, of the kind of kookiness in this race. And it's not just the attacks. It's the kind of tendency for these candidates to put their foot in their mouth and say something just downright weird.
Well, Todd, I mean, there are a lot of people who seem to be just kind of hitting for the rafters. I mean, the stakes seem to be ridiculously high in races we didn't think anybody cared about. They're breaking spending records in Colorado in a race that nobody has really spent a lot of money on before. Why are the stakes so high in some of these races out west?
Well, because some of these races haven't been highly competitive before, so that's part of the point. And there's, you know, you've heard all the cliches and the metaphors. There's a tsunami gathering out there, and everybody wants to be on it when it crashes to shore. I think in some cases, Celeste, maybe in the case of Sharon Angle, in some of the statements in the past, in the case of candidates like, you know, back east, like Christine O'Donnell, largely inexperienced candidates on the national stage. Now, Sharon Angle has been in politics for a while, but on much more of a local level. And when you're not polished, when you're not a four or five term incumbent like Harry Reid, and you're not used to doing this over and over and over, you know, sometimes you don't have as good of an edit button inside that brain to prevent you from saying the things that are swirling around in there. And I think that may have been the case in that cut you played from Sharon Angle.
So, Michael Scheer, take me into some. I mean, we've said kookiness, all right, but there is a difficulty in discerning the pattern here, partly because of the demographics of the West. It's a problem for Democrats because there aren't a lot of surplus Democrats in a lot of the Western communities. Even though there are great issues for Democrats out there, it's not where they necessarily live. Is that complicating strategic matters for the campaigns?
Yeah, I think, you know, you also look in places in the West where Colorado's a good example, and New Mexico, some other places where Barack Obama pulled out a group of people that voted on behalf of Democrats and really gave him an edge in some of these Western states. And those folks won't necessarily be there. You know, Colorado is reverting more to type, for example, where, much more of a conservative kind of Western independent philosophy out there. And so the Democrats can't count this year like they could last time on the kind of turnout.
Okay, well, it's not just the Republicans like Sharon Angle. I want to play real quick this clip from Democratic Congresswoman Lourdes Sanchez, who was she's running in Orange County, California, and she's actually speaking in a Spanish language interview on Univision. Here she is.
Y los vietnameses y los republicanos están con una intensidad.
The Vietnamese and the Republicans are fiercely trying to take this seat after we've done so much for this community. They're trying to take this seat and give it to Van Tran, who's very anti-immigrant and very anti-Hispanic.
That is just the oddest, strangest racial overtones in these cuts of tape that I'm hearing.
Right, and you know, in that instance, you've got, as you were talking about before, a kind of intensity,
right.
A feeling among Democrats that that they've got to do everything possible to stand up to the wave that that Todd was mentioning, and so you get one of these comments, which I'm, you know, quite sure she probably, you know, wishes in retrospect she didn't quite put that way and has said so since, but it comes across very odd.
Well, Todd, President Obama is going to be heading out west to help Democrats like Harry Reid in their campaigns. He's the one that's running against Sharron Engel. And had you, do you think the Democrats thought that these seats would be in play, that it would be this tight in so many places?
Well, they always knew that Nevada would be in play. That's been apparent for at least 2 years. Places like Washington, where the president is going to rally for Patty Murray, absolutely not. She was considered a safe Democrat, an appropriator, an extremely popular Democrat until this metaphorical tsunami we talked about. Barbara Boxer in California, I don't think that anybody expected that to be quite so competitive. And meanwhile, while the president is out here on this trip doing the old firewall strategy, the defense strategy for Senate, candidates. There's all these House races that have all of a sudden become competitive. We just talked about Loretta Sanchez. There's a congressman in southwestern Arizona, Raul Grijalva, who's one of these people who was always considered safe, and that one has now been put in the competitive category by all of the political prognosticators. There's another race in Colorado. There's an 11-term incumbent in Oregon, Pete DeFazio, who won by 82% last time. He's not losing, but a poll just came out showing his opponent within 5 points. So while Obama's out doing the Senate thing, all of these House races in an occult fashion are getting competitive.
Okay, well, it looks like it's going to remain wild in the West all the way up until midterm elections in 2 weeks. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. We also spoke with Michael Shear, chief political reporter for the Caucus blog at our partner, the New York Times. Thanks to both of you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.